One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard in a phone booth at Letterman Hospital.
Oh, hello, Mother Barbara. This is Teddy. No, I'm still at the hospital. It's raining so hard, I don't want to drive all the way to San Rafael. May I stay in my old room just tonight? Oh, thank you, Mother Barbara. I'll be right there.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. You can't really be sure about anything until you try it yourself. For example, you can't know how quickly and easily Alka-Seltzer can help relieve acid indigestion until you try it. So do this. Get a package of Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Then, next time you eat too much or too fast, or when something you've eaten doesn't agree with you, take Alka-Seltzer. Just drop one or two tablets into a glass of water, let it fizz and bubble up, then drink it down. It tastes good, and it makes you feel better in a hurry. That's right. Just see how fast the alkalizing properties in Alka-Seltzer begin to soothe and ease that uncomfortable, stuffy feeling in your stomach. Again, I want to say, try it. Yes, try Alka-Seltzer. If you're not completely satisfied, your money will be refunded. Chapter 3, Book 81. After Teddy's phone call from Letterman Hospital a few minutes ago, Fanny Barber went up to the third floor to Teddy's old room. She turned down the bed and stood for a few minutes listening to the rain, looking out toward the Golden Gate Bridge, remembering the years when Teddy began her life with the barbers as Paul's adopted daughter. Teddy was 8 then, and it was long ago. Fanny returns now to the library where Henry is reading.
Henry? Do you remember how Teddy used to talk about the wonderful sound of the rain on the roof up here in her room? You should hear it right now, a steady, constant drumming sound. Makes you want to crawl right into bed and go to sleep.
Yes.
What did I say, Henry?
Huh?
Oh, never mind. Go on reading. Yet I'm glad she's not going to try to make that drive in any such weather as this. Traffic on the bridge is moving very slowly, and the roads are slippery tonight.
Dad, Mom.
Yes, Clifford?
I'm going over to Claude's for a little while.
In all this rain?
I just phoned over there. They're running some Sky Ranch movies. I thought I'd go over.
Yes.
If Teddy's coming to spend the night, Clifford, she'll be disappointed. Paul's out, too.
Yes. Well, we'll entertain her, Fanny. Run along, Clifford, if you insist on going out in this kind of weather. Run along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't mind the rain, Dad. I rather like it.
Oh.
When did all this happen, Ma? When did Teddy decide to spend the night here, just now?
She phoned from the hospital. It was too wet and slippery to make that long drive to San Rafael.
Oh, yeah. How's poor old Elwood? Anybody seen him lately?
I don't know why you speak of him as poor old Elwood, Clifford. He's doing very well indeed. He's getting ahead, working at his dental practice 8 hours a day. It just goes to show what a man can do when he buckles down into a job and goes to work at it. Are you walking out on me, Clifford? I hadn't finished what I was saying.
Oh, was that for me? I thought maybe we were talking to Mom.
Never mind.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Good night, Clifford.
Yes.
I don't think it accomplishes anything to hold Elwood up to Clifford as a good example, Henry. Clifford couldn't be a dentist. He hasn't had the training.
Clifford could have been anything he wanted to be, Fanny. He'll never be anything at all if he doesn't start pretty soon.
You talk to him too much about Elwood,
Henry. Yes. Fanny.
Well?
I didn't tell you, but the reason I'm so pleased with Elwood, I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but I let him have a little money, you know, to buy that dental practice.
You didn't have to tell me. I guessed it.
Well, Fanny, what you don't know is, the other morning I had a little note from Elwood. And a check. Yes. Long before I expected him to pay back any of the loan, here was a check for $500, Fanny.
Well, that's fine, Henry. I'm glad for Elwood.
It shows you what a man can do when he attends to business, Fanny. Yes, yes. I knew he'd be just the man for Teddy. Why, she couldn't have found a better husband if she looked the world over. I said so all along.
Hello? Here.
Oh, there's Teddy.
Yes, yes. Teddy, come right in. We were just talking about you and Elwood.
Hello, Father Barber. Mother Barber. You look tired, my dear.
Oh, I am a little.
Nice to be here, though.
Yes, here, Teddy. Take this chair by the fire.
Oh, thank you. Is Paul upstairs?
Paul? No, he's never home, Teddy. You expect too much.
Now, Henry, Paul took Nicolette out for dinner tonight, but they won't be late.
Came in from the airport, changed his clothes. Whew, gone. I didn't even see him.
Henry, you were over at Jack's house. That's why you didn't see him. He asked about you.
Oh, that's cheering. How's Dad this evening? Yes, as he went out the door. Very kind of him to inquire.
You know, every time I phone or hear any report of Paul, it seems he's out somewhere with Nicolette. This isn't suddenly becoming serious, is it?
I wish it would. Why, Paul could spend another 50 years looking for the right girl, and he couldn't find anyone like Nicolette.
Yes. Where did they go tonight?
I think Paul said Fisherman's Wharf. They both like it down there.
Now, tell us all about Elwood, Teddy. We were just talking about him when you came in.
Well, I don't know what there is to tell. Elwood and I... Well, you know what our life is like these days. It's just hail and farewell for us, the way things have been going at the hospital. I've had queer hours lately.
Yes, yes. How much longer does your enlistment run, Teddy?
Well, Father Barber, even if it were over tomorrow, I'd re-enlist, I think. You should come over to Letterman sometime and see some of those boys. We had a plane load in from Korea yesterday. Some of them are so young and bewildered and, oh, so darn brave.
Yeah.
When you come away from a hospital into a cozy, comfortable room like this, so remote from suffering and loneliness. Oh, well, let's not talk about it. I hope you didn't mind my calling, Mother Barber. I just felt I couldn't make that drive tonight.
Mind? We were delighted, Teddy.
I hope Paul won't mind either.
Huh? Why should he?
Oh, I want to be sure that everybody's glad to see me.
Oh, Teddy, you're just worn out. You know how you used to always be when you were tired. You'd imagine all sorts of things. Why, I remember once when you were a little girl, you suddenly concluded nobody here loved you, and you packed up to leave.
Oh, yes, I remember. Do you, Teddy?
No.
Your grandmother found you down on the corner with your suitcase and that kitten. What is the name of that kitten? Oh, yes, Mr. Boots. You were going to leave us because we didn't love you.
My, it seems so long ago now.
Oh, it is long ago. My childhood here. Sometimes it seems as if it had happened to some other person in some other age. I'll never know anything like those years when Paul first brought me here, when he adopted me.
I was telling your grandfather a few minutes ago that I could understand very well why you love your room so much, Teddy.
Yes.
When I went up to turn down your bed, the rain was drumming on the roof.
Oh, isn't that the coziest sound? You know, when I was in Europe at bad times, nights when I couldn't sleep, I'd imagine being in my room under the eaves on winter's nights. The snug, secure feeling I always get up there. Tonight when I came down from surgery and saw the rain and the gleaming streets, I felt such an urge to come home. I mean, to my own room, just for one rainy night.
Yes, yes.
So I phoned Elwood and he didn't mind and, well, here I am.
We're all very proud of Elwood, Teddy.
What? Oh, yes, he is doing well.
I was quite surprised when I got his check the other day.
Oh, yes, he told me he was paying you. I was sorry he had to borrow from you at all.
If not from me, Teddy, from whom should he borrow?
Well, I didn't mean that the way it sounded.
I can afford to help, and I want to help anytime. I tried to tell Clifford that if he would have the enterprise...
Henry?
Yes, well, any of my children or grandchildren who want to buckle down and work can depend on help from me anytime they need it.
Even Pinky?
Yeah. I had quite a tussle with Pinky, but it's going to be all right. But getting back to Elwood, Teddy.
Yes?
I want you to tell him when you get home... Oh, when are you going home?
Oh, tomorrow, of course. After work, tomorrow night.
Well, you can convey to him, if you like, that if he should want to buy new equipment for his office or make any further investments in his business, there's no need for you people to hurry to pay off that little obligation to me. I can spare the money. And I want you to get a good, sound, solid start over there.
Henry, you're talking the poor girl to sleep.
Hmm?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I wasn't asleep, but I am tired, I guess. Would you mind very much if I go up to my room?
Of course not.
Yes.
It's a good thing you didn't try to make that drive in this rain.
Well, the other night I was going home. I'd been on late duty. And I must have dozed off at the wheel for an instant. Found myself over on the shoulder of the road. scared the life out of me. Nothing happened, but I sat bolt upright all the rest of the way.
Well,
it's too bad you and Elwood couldn't have found a place nearer your work.
I know, but I guess Elwood was so eager to get an office and get started. Well, good night, Father Barber.
Good night, Teddy.
Mother Barber, tell Paul to knock on my door when he comes in. If I'm awake, I'd love to have a chat with him for a moment.
Oh, very well, Teddy. Good night. I don't think you'll need another blanket, but there's some in the closet if you do.
Well, I'll be fine, thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Don't look at me that way, Fanny. Elwood and I combed this countryside. Why, there was no place nearby for them to settle. No place that he could afford. We had to decide on San Rafael.
I wasn't thinking about that, Henry.
Yeah?
Listen. The rain has stopped, hasn't it?
Yes.
Henry, let's have both Elwood and Teddy over for dinner soon, shall we?
Well, yes, if you like. Yeah. What are you getting at?
Nothing, Henry. I was just wondering, that's all.
Hello.
Oh, Paul, we didn't hear you come in.
Well, the rain has cleared away. It's a beautiful, clear night now.
Yeah.
Teddy's here, Paul.
Teddy and Elwood, or just Teddy?
Just Teddy.
It was so wet and slippery when she left the hospital, she didn't want to make the drive.
Oh, I see.
Yes, she says she fell asleep at the wheel the other night, found herself driving along on the shoulder of the road.
Oh?
Yes, it's a long, lonely drive to San Rafael on a rainy night.
Yeah, that's right, Dad. I imagine it's a little lonely in San Rafael, too.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. You know, folks, if you don't take Alka-Seltzer when you have a headache, you're missing out on mighty fast, mighty effective relief. I mean that. And here's why. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain-relieving agents, sodium acetylsalicylate. In Alka-Seltzer, this wonderful pain reliever is ready to go right to work to help relieve your headache, to help you feel better in a hurry. All we ask you to do is try it. Alka-Seltzer will do the rest. Yes, next time you're feeling logy and miserable with a headache, just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in water, then drink this sparkling solution. See how soon you begin to feel better. I repeat, all we ask you to do is give Alka-Seltzer a try. If you're not satisfied, you get your money back. That's Alka-Seltzer, in the friendly blue and white package at all drugstores. Here's the family again.
Oh, Paul, I'm so glad you're home. Where did you go with Nicolette tonight?
Oh, we drove along the Embarcadero and then over to Fisherman's Wharf. But let's talk about you now,
Don't take chances. Don't guess that you and your family get enough of the essential vitamins. Make sure they do by seeing that each member takes one-a-day brand multiple vitamins every day. Millions are handicapped because they do not get enough vitamins. If you've not given this matter much thought, it's high time you did. You can't keep feeling your best nor looking your best unless you get enough vitamins. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins taken every day give complete protection against a lack of any or all of the vitamins known to be essential. Ask for and insist on getting the vitamins with the big one on the carton. Their potency is guaranteed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Chapter 4, Book 81, Paul Goes to See Elwood. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.